We continue with candidate interviews this morning here on KAJO Radio. Once again, the order of appearance was determined through a blind draw. It was recorded on video and is available should the need arise. Our next candidate, Chris Barnett, a candidate for County Commissioner Position 2. Chris, welcome to the microphones of KAJO Radio. And why are you running for County Commissioner?
Well, Chuck, good to see you again. Normally I'm the interviewer, but now I'm the interviewee. So good to see you,
Chuck.
I've
got the hat today.
You do. So anyway, it's good to be here. I like you. I love living in a county where your voice can be heard. And as a resident of this county for 43 years, I graduated from Hidden Valley High School, attended college at Rogue Community College, work here. I joined the Air Force here, met my wife here, and own property in this great county that we call home. I'm a former Department of Defense law enforcement officer in the Air Force, have volunteered as a Sheriff Department volunteer, an Oregon State Police volunteer, served on the Grants Pass Chamber of Commerce, Grants Pass Association of Realtors, board member, as vice president also of the Enlisted Association of the National Guard of Oregon, and I made the highest non-commissioned rank in the Air Force of Chief Master Sergeant. I have always worked as an entrepreneur, Chuck, and I run and operate two franchises, a real estate firm called Realty Executive Southern Oregon and Hamadi.com, which is a professional real estate photography and video company, both serving Josephine County. Now, I love to be challenged, and I do not like to take no for an answer. I like to have solutions to things, or at least get to a solution. So I like doing that stuff. And the Air Force has always taught me, Chuck, to aim high, and that is what I want to do for the county. This community has given me great opportunities to excel, and I want you to have them too. I have served my community, my state, and nation in the U.S. Air Force, the Oregon Air National Guard, the Air Force Reserve, and now as a command chief for the Oregon Air Force Auxiliary Civil Air Patrol, which we teach cadet programs, emergency services, and aerospace education. And our biggest squadron in the state of Oregon is right here in Merlin, Oregon, the Grants Pass Squadron. So yes, Grants Pass are doing awesome things. In addition to my real estate jobs and the military, I enjoy serving my community at Grants Pass Broadcasting right here, Chuck, on the other side and on here. I've been an announcer full-time and now part-time with a regular show on Saturday mornings on KLDR-FM and afternoons on KJO FM, but right now, currently on a leave of absence while I'm campaigning, Chuck, so I miss you on Saturdays, so hopefully I'll see you again in the future. You know, community service is important to me. I have served others first my whole entire life, and now I want to serve you as your next county commissioner. I feel that my experience living here, working here, serving in the government can help me serve my community even better. I'm married to a Grants Pass native, Stephanie Barnett, and we have three beautiful girls who all were born and raised right here in Josephine County. I'm a well-rounded person, you could say, with experiences that have positioned me to run for government. And at this time, you got to juggle a lot being in this position as a CEO of the county. I want to give my experiences. I can juggle a lot. I can handle a lot. And I can bring something to the table, and definitely in all capacities of what the county commissioners do. Why serve now, you ask, Chuck? Well, I want Josephine County to maintain its strength and greatness, and there's always room for improvement. And over the years, our county has struggled with budgeting, funding, and earning the trust of its people. My goal is to restore faith in our county government and to represent you, the people of Josephine County. And for that to happen, I need people to get out there and vote at VoteChrisBarnett.com.
Do you have a specific goal? Should you be elected county commissioner?
Yes, I do. I want to service before self, Chuck. I want to put you, the people, first and always. I'm a very approachable person. Everybody knows that. They've seen me out in the community, and anybody can come up to me. I mean, I go out and find people and talk to them if they don't talk to me. Integrity, I want to bring back integrity, doing what's best for the county. Teamwork, I think that's important, working with our departments to better help the taxpayers. One of the jobs as a CEO or a county commissioner, CEO is what I use the term for, but you have to juggle a lot of things. And one of the things, as I'm already doing out in the field, is meeting with our department heads that serve the people of Josephine County. There's got to be oversight there. And we're kind of like liaisons between the citizens and our departments. If they have a problem, come to me. I'm going to find out why your problem didn't get handled correctly by our staff. I have out-of-the-box revenue-generating ideas, and I want to run the county like a business, striving for success. Positive and transparent leadership. People want that, and I want to bring that to the table. I'm results-oriented as well. Some of my priorities that I have, Chuck, address a homelessness and work with all agencies to help. I'm already out in the field talking with the homeless, trying to find out their issues, trying to find out how we can get them help. I know there's drug issues. I know there's mental health issues. Trust me, I got videos. People have been following me, and I said, look, I'm actually talking to these people, trying to find the root of the problem because I care. I want to expand public safety by working with Sheriff Daniel on the reserve program. I used to be a volunteer. I don't mind raising my hand, going out in the public right now and helping to do patrol and work with Sheriff Daniel. I know he needs help. I would love to help Sheriff Daniel out in that arena and work with him with some ideas. I would like to do that again. I want to welcome businesses to invest in Josephine County to create more jobs and make this county have more opportunities for people here. And I welcome the businesses. Utilize common sense budgeting. I want to work towards unity in the community, which is very much needed. I want to bring positivity to the table. And I want to ensure our government protects the Constitution, people's best interest, personal freedoms, and liberties. That's what America is all about. And Chuck, I think with my background, if people that do know me or they don't know me, I really encourage them to find out more about me because I am real. I'm not doing this for a motive. I'm not doing this for public, for a corporation pushing me to do this. I'm doing this because enough citizens have said, if not you, Chris, who? And I'm getting tired of people complaining, saying they get what they get. And I go, well, you got to vote for one. You have to vote, even if the lesser, you pick the best one. You got to vote. So that's number one. And number two, I'm tired for people settling for not enough good people stand up to join the arena to lead in the government. Trust me, I never thought I'd be doing this, Chuck, but I'm at that stage in life where I want to serve the people of Josephine County, and I'm passionate about it.
Local governments, all local governments seem to be facing money woes right now, funding woes. The county commissioners right now are in the budgeting process. Are you familiar with the budgeting process? And you mentioned some revenue streams that you have some ideas that would increase that flow. Can you share those with us?
Yes. I'm not going to share all of them with you, but I'll share some key ones there. You know, Josephine County is full of natural resources. And there's ways, I mean, we used to get a lot of money from the timber funds, okay? We know that has diminished, but we have so much natural resources here. Tourism is another thing I want to push here in Josephine County. I want people to come here to spend their money here. I want the businesses to prosper. I've got some great ideas. I don't want to let them all out of the bag today, but I do know that even behind the scenes, I have helped my other clubs and stuff like that with generating ideas, and I think it will work. It's just that I don't want to burden the taxpayers. If they don't want to pay no more money for a certain service, then we got to budget what we have. And I think Josephine County has done a great job with the budget they are handed. I just think it's that the people speak, they don't want to be taxed to death and then go, hey, we got bigger government.
What is your position on the code amendment?
You're talking about 17-116?
Yes, we are.
So I've reviewed it. I welcome all ideas. I think that the idea is a great program for what they brought to the table. It has too many holes in it. I am totally against it. The charter change is basically erasing, quote, if you will, the constitution of the county, kind of our rules, how we govern here, and starting all over. I'm not a fan of it. It's going to cause a lot of chaos and confusion in the beginning. Five commissioners, one full-time county manager. Here's what I don't like about it from the get-go. I asked people, do you like bigger government? No. I go, well, then you got to vote no on the charter because it's going to create bigger government. And I really feel having the part-time commissioners versus and having a full-time manager, they're not going to get things done as fast as the three commissioners that we have now. Smaller government, I think, works. We have been doing it over the years since 1981 when the charter was changed last. And I think that charter at this time, if it was better designed, maybe we can present that again. But at this time, I'm a firm no on it, Chuck.
All right. You have a minute and 10 seconds left to convince me to vote for Chris Barnett.
Vote Chris Barnett. Well, I just want to say thank you to all my supporters out there, businesses and citizens. And I'm just overwhelmed how much good we have here in Josephine County. I want to bring good to the table, everybody. I want positivity. I want energy. I want people to like their officials that they elected. And I want to be one that's out there meeting you, because that's important. When you have a liaison or a person that you trust, I'm already getting calls. I'm not even a commissioner. I'm getting people already coming to me trying to help them with their problems. And you know what? I'm doing the job before I'm even elected. So I just want the citizens to know that I'm already getting to know all of our departments. I'm pretending like I'm already an apprentice and I'm already learning the job so I can get going on day one. And Chuck, you know me, I'm full of energy. I want to get to work.
All right, 25 seconds.
25 seconds. Well, I hope to be back on the air someday. People ask me how come I'm not on the radio. It's because I'm taking a leave of absence. There is this equal airtime thingy. But I want to be back on the radio. So if you vote for me, I can be back on the radio on Saturday mornings, okay? And Saturday afternoons right here on KJO. Love it. I love radio. So vote chrisbarnett.com. I hope you vote for me. Thank you.
That was Chris Barnett, a candidate for a county commissioner position number 2. You're listening to KAJO Radio, AM 1270.